This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News in the studio here. The studios belonging to WGRN, or at least leasing them, so to speak, with Dan Dugan.
I'm the other guy on the other side, Bob. Lots of things happened this year.
Lots of other things happening. And again, it was a week ago Thursday, today being a Friday, 1 week later, that the UN voted, the General Assembly, to condemn, to nullify, actually, to say it's null and void, the U.S. under Donald Trump moving our embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem, which is in part occupied territory, East Jerusalem, voting to condemn that move.
Indeed. A vote sponsored by the Yemenis, who on the very same day received the Trump administration put in a request for more money for the Yemenis, probably just to help them with that little Houthi problem. But it's ironic in that the Trump administration says they're going to go after these countries. So
a vote of 128-9 with 35
messages.
Extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, what
but not
the question
from the UN
is,
mixed messages. All right, yes.
No, the UN voted overwhelmingly.
Absolutely.
To not go against UN policy, not to allow the annexation of occupied territory, which is illegal to occupy other people's territory under international law.
Uh-huh.
But the vote 128-9, the question is, who are these nine countries?
Uh-huh. Good
question. Well, shockingly, one of them, well, not so shockingly, the U.S. and Israel.
Oh, okay.
So now
that's
we're down
to seven. Seven countries, yes.
Now, if we analyze the seven,
right,
three of them are former U.S. territory.
Ah, yes.
Known as Micronesia.
Aha, Micronesia.
Micronesia.
Yeah,
meaning small,
very
tiny
small. Yes.
Islands.
Like Trump's hands.
Out in the Pacific. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Even
and
perhaps
feet.
Even a bit smaller, but very small islands.
And brain.
Here are the three that we should make note of. Palau. Which has no military, but was once part of the Coalition of the Willing.
Oh, yes. They really were important to the Coalition.
Under George W. Bush.
Sure enough. They came running.
To attack in the illegal war in
Good
Iraq.
Good old Palau. We can always count on Palau.
Palau, formerly known as the Western Chain of the Caroline Islands.
Uh-huh.
And, of course,
what else do we have?
They were a U.S. territory up to 1994, and they have 21,000 people.
That's a big place.
So when China condemns us
right.
with a quarter of the people on Earth, we counter with Palau.
Yes. You got any more big countries? In
Micronesia itself.
Yes. Right.
The Federal Republic. The Federation.
Of Micronesia.
Micronesia.
Yes, the Federation.
It has 105,000 people.
Ah, that's big.
Scattered on many, you know, it's as big as the township that I grew up in.
There
Redford
you go.
Township
sure.
outside Detroit.
Absolutely.
In the
yes.
50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm. Where were we going to go, Detroit?
And the Republic of the Marshall Islands.
Yes.
So they were at one point all one country.
Right.
They were supposed to be the Federation
mm-hmm.
of Micronesia.
Uh-huh.
But the Republic of the Marshall Islands and the mighty Palau. And the Republic of the Marshall Islands has 53,000 people.
So now a couple hundred thousand people gives us, in addition to us and Israel, gives us five, right?
Yes. So
yes.
we're down to
drum roll for
actually
number six
three.
And seven. Yes.
Now we were down to seven. We have to subtract three.
Ah, okay.
And that leaves us at four. One of them, of course.
Oh, we were down to seven.
Is
that's
another
from
island.
Nine. Yeah, that's,
yes, is another island.
Keeping score.
Nauru, which is
Nauru.
A British small island.
Good old Nauru.
We picked up four small islands, all
got a nay out of Nauru.
Colonies and territories of the U.S., three of them, and one of the British Empire. So that leaves us with
three Chitty-o.
Actually
hold that rot.
Long-existing nations.
Okay.
And they were, of course, Guatemala, known historically as a fascist regime, most famous for the U.S.-backed coup in 1954, which installed a literal admirer of Hitler with a little Hitler mustache. So that was known as the United Fruit Coup. So Guatemala, in exchange for a few golden crumbs, and Honduras, who actually
good old Honduras
has been had an illegal government since 2009
yes,
when the U.S. backed a coup there.
Mm-hmm.
So two kind of criminal states
and their countries,
have voted with us with Trump,
yes.
And the only nation that we can't explain, Togoland.
Togoland.
Formerly British Togoland.
Togos. Yes, indeed.
Although many of their former...
The Togo party.
And they didn't even recognize Israel until 1987. They've historically condemned them.
Ah.
So in exchange probably for U.S. aid...
No.
Togoland stands proudly with Trump. I'm thinking because Trump,
that
Togo, the T word... out of alliteration and solidarity, they sided with Trump.
Right.
Or maybe they wanted to be an ally of the mighty Palau.
We got one to go. Yes.
Togo. We got one to go. Togo.
Togo.
That is a chant raised by the Trump administration.
Indeed.
You know, we got some small islands.
A Trump administration that continues to deny climate change, especially because of this cold winter.
Kicking islands. Mm-hmm. A couple of narco-criminal fascist states, but we got one to go
Togo.
Togo.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Be ashamed, Togo. Be ashamed.
So
you have dishonored the name of Togo.
Indeed. So, yes, the UN vote went badly for the Trump administration, but they're going to carry on. It's not going to stop his administration. And they continue to ride roughshod over things like rescinding the fracking rules, ride roughshod over the environment, while rescinding fracking rules, denying climate change, because, of course, this winter is cold, so therefore there's no global warming. And he'll allow no dreamers without his wall. So it's business as usual in the White House as we approach the new year, yes.
Well, an interesting quote from last year from John Dean of Watergate infamy, the man who told Nixon there was a cancer growing on his government. Dean says all previous presidents, modern presidents, you know, in a PR age, 20th century president, have always had a certain respect for the office of the presidency. So even Nixon, who resigned, right, resigned out of a notion of history and trying to protect the presidency and save his own legacy, so to speak, which he wrote a lot of books after that. But he says Trump has no sense of propriety.
Indeed.
No sense of there's a powerful office known as the presidency. In fact,
his executive orders when he wants to, as we're saying, rescind fracking rules or take millions of acres out of the public
but
use.
There's no notion that the president can't lie early and often, the president can't just simply make up facts that have no basis in reality. So you had a variety of people that used to like to perhaps stretch the truth or have tortured words.
Right. Spin is what they
openly,
call it.
Yeah.
Spin is what
you
they
spin,
call it.
Right? But you wouldn't
it's an art,
openly
yes.
lie.
Yes.
You wouldn't openly just make
right.
stuff
like
up.
Harry Fleischer back in his day.
Yes.
You know? Right.
Yeah,
indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. It was called spin. You didn't just out and out. Exactly. You don't just come out and do that. Yeah, in the meantime, there's no Russian collusion proven, he wants us to all know. And so he's sure that once this gets put behind us, we're going to be moving forward. Absolutely. Loving that. But in the meantime, his friend in Alabama attempted to decertify the or to put a halt to Mr. Jones being certified as the new representative, the new senator in Alabama, and Mr. Moore failed. So that's actually one against the Trump administration. Indeed.
Although the Trump people will say, well, we didn't originally endorse them.
And oh, yeah, right.
He
said he was going to lose before he said
true.
He was going to win.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you've got that problem. But one of the good things that may come out of that is the right wing now realizes that you've got a lot of private companies secretly, you know, counting the vote. So maybe out of this,
right,
the more people with the election transparency people can devise a system where we can actually trust the vote. So
right.
We can trust them from being hacked by Russians.
Yes.
Although I'd like to see the actual proof there, or manipulated by private U.S. corporations.
Yes, sir.
So more than anything else, we do need to have full transparency.
I agree.
In voting.
And, you know, what I always think is the elephant in the room is the Electoral College, an antiquated system to make one guy's vote out in Wyoming worth 500 of us Buckeyes.
Based on slavery, too.
Mm-hmm.
The roots of that was... in some states, you used to be able to vote your slaves. So a slave master
right.
would have, if he had 1,000 slaves, would have
absolutely.
His vote and 1,000, well, 60%, 600 slave votes, so he could cast 601 votes. So in order to say, well, the popular vote doesn't count that much, all it does is go towards electing wise electors. You created a system.
Yes, who will
in which
carefully choose
the
a
loser
qualified
win.
President.
Yeah, the loser
right.
wins. Hillary Clinton wins by 3 million popular votes,
mm-hmm.
but she loses the Electoral College.
Correct.
And again, is that democracy? Mm-hmm. Most other democracies require that the winner actually get 50% of the vote plus one, or that a majority coalition elect the prime minister
right, in
or president.
Parliamentary
so
style.
So we're
yes.
one of the few systems where you can lose by 3 million votes
mm-hmm.
and be president.
That's a winner-take-all system, folks. That's what that
it's is. It's a loser-take-all.
Yeah,
hey,
thank you.
Lost by,
even better.
You
exactly.
lost by 3
a
million
loser
votes.
Take-all
loser,
system.
Donald
That's
Trump, takes all. And when
yep.
you have that, I noted an interesting headline in... the December 29th New York Times, insurgent president alters unpredictably America's global role. What Trump...
You are correct.
Trump does is he destabilizes the world almost daily.
Right.
For example,
right.
calling up Taiwan, which is not recognized as
yes.
a official
right.
country
right.
before you call up China.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, so they were pointing on that and going to NATO and saying, hey, you're not paying your fair share.
Right.
We might
right.
pull out.
Right.
What message is that right. you're sending to
out of
Russia? Probably
trade
a very happy one. Yeah.
Climate agreements.
Claiming mm-hmm. that a country you have a trade agreement with, Mexico,
yeah.
is going to pay for a wall they don't want.
One of my favorite songwriters, Steve Forbert, used to sing, if you're waiting on me, you're backing up, boys. And that's kind of where Trump is coming from right now. And you're right. We're losing our global status.
And a lot of it is irrational. What are the policies of the United States? You throw the world into chaos. And we'll talk about that on WGRN with
chaos.
Bob Trakas and Dan Dugan.
Yes.
Bringing you the other side of the news.
An unchaotic radio.
Yes. And amidst the chaos of Trump, we bring you unchaotic news analysis.
Indeed. Yeah, well, we're talking about our boy again, as if we could ever get away from it. So, where were we, Bob?
We were talking about
climbing that wall.
Trump... you know, says, hey, Mexico's going to pay for this wall.
Right, and our status globally, right. Yeah. Oh, and Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Wow.
And the bizarre part, former President Fox said,
gee, it wasn't
no
true.
Way,
But yeah, no effing way.
The specs on the wall were, it had to look good to the American side, but it wasn't required on the Mexican side.
No inspection over there, yes.
Sort of like you build a fence, really on your side, it's really nice. On the other side,
there's
graffiti all over, flipping off your neighbors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. In the meantime, you know, the Free Press is out soon.
The Free Press is proclaiming, of course.
And a story about the Legalize Ohio campaign is back.
Yes, we've proclaimed it the year of marijuana.
2018 is the year of marijuana?
You've just said no over the years to marijuana.
Oh, but, yeah, since I was 16.
But now you've realized that this
his
is
lips
the year.
Say no, 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 but his red eyes say yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Anyway. Yes,
well,
indeed.
As long as you don't
it's good
smoke
for my
that
back.
Stuff you can smell, the cops will use it as probable cause.
Indeed. We wouldn't want that.
But we now have probable cause to believe we may have legalized marijuana in Ohio next year.
I will warn you, if we do get legalized marijuana, truly, and I mean this, beware of the edibles. They can be incredibly strong. So be careful out there.
Indeed.
But let's work on that campaign first.
I would echo that.
Mm-hmm.
Be cautious with those.
Echo.
Those edibles.
Sorry, I'm hearing things.
And I speak as the attorney for various marijuana groups. And here's another good policy I think that most of those pro-marijuana groups particularly should adopt for next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're infusing food, and I say this is a survival of potlucks.
Potlucks, yes,
let
of course.
Let people
ba-dum-bum.
Know that you've infused
your potlucks with various edibles. Well, one time I saw Donovan, the folk singer. No, actually, I take that back. It was Country Joe McDonald, and he talked about the electric banana situation. They had people believing that you could smoke bananas and get high, but it's because someone had put LSD doses in their beer, and then they smoked the bananas, and they got so don't do that to people.
Mellow
it's not
yellow.
Nice. It's not
so
nice.
You don't get high off the mellow yellow banana peel.
Right, exactly. That's right. And Donovan sang the song. That's the connection with Donovan there. I knew there was one.
Yeah. And what was had? The other thing is that... You know,
Electric banana is going to be the very next craze.
The Dead was famous for infusing, not with marijuana, but with LSD.
Right, yes, indeed. So, but yeah. Well, so be careful with your marijuana.
Yeah, they were the house band for Ken Kesey.
Wow, there you go. And the Kool-Aid.
The electric Kool-Aid
Do drink
test.
The Kool-Aid, but only a little bit.
Indeed.
So another local stories, we're reminded that the property taxes for this next year, right, have to be paid.
And you'll see the picture right here lining
local
up.
Local and yes.
To prepay taxes with no guarantees.
And nationally, so. Yes.
Yes, across the nation, but particularly in states that are blue states, California, New York.
What is the why again was it the blue states were more?
Because they're more liberal in their higher taxes.
Aha.
Hence,
more
you're
susceptible.
Losing your local tax write-off.
Right.
In the old days, for example, I spend a lot of money, probably $1,000 a month, on taxes on my house, just property taxes.
It's a big house.
The problem isn't the size as much as it's zoned commercial.
Ah, that's
by
right.
By the county as opposed to, you know, even though I live there and it's
well,
residential.
Well, you do have a law office
the,
here.
The
right?
county decides whether it's commercial or whether it's residential.
Residential.
And they said its best use is commercial. So I used to be able to write that off. I used to be able
okay.
to.
Ah, okay.
So,
see.
You know, in my tax bracket,
right.
in that 12, that's like $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I would get back from the government because really, I mean,
and that's probably money
income.
Bob would waste on the Free Press, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's tax money, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not doing anything with that but paying the government, but they're counting that income. In the old days, you used to be able to write it off because you're being taxed at such a high rate.
Right.
So they're rewarding all of the red states with low taxes that treat their people badly.
Right.
And they're punishing the blue states.
There's the twist.
You know, like California and New York and some of these Midwest states that mm-hmm. are kind of battleground states, you know, that
Yes.
Have high property values. State like Ohio, right, the property value funds illegally, according to the Supreme Court of Ohio, the education system. So people pay a lot of money in property taxes.
Right.
That goes to the county, but a lot of it goes to the local school systems.
Sure does. Mm-hmm.
And you used to be able to write that off, supporting your school. Now you can't.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we're getting screwed by the right, and I can't say we're getting screwed by the left, but the left is getting screwed by the right. In other words,
by Mr.
red
Trump.
States are saving more money in this property tax debacle.
And not only that, red states get more money on average from the government than do the blue states, but particularly the anti-government states like Alaska and the Dakotas and Alabama. Get far more federal money than do Ohio, a battleground state, a purple state, and California and New York.
Right.
So the big states like California and New York essentially subsidize Alaska and North Dakota to a much greater degree.
You know,
we spend for every buck we spend send to Washington, they give us 85 cents back. And the rest go to Trump states.
And speaking of Washington, do you know that this year, this session, the Congress has spent the least amount of hours in session in three decades? How's that for a little statistic to throw up there for
Trump
us to
was
be reminded
leader.
How effective our federal government is?
Yeah, I think that starts on the top. When you got a guy that only accomplished one thing, and the big thing he accomplished was lying consistently about how he was going to give this great tax break.
Right.
So he hooked up the 1% of the 1%.
Exactly.
He made the super rich, filthy rich, beyond super rich.
Filthy lucre.
Yes. You know, he sold his soul, not to rock and roll, but to silver and gold. The new robber baron. Donald Trump is nothing more than the greatest plutocrat,
right?
The greatest robber baron,
right,
and the biggest consistent, unrelenting liar in the history
of
the United States.
A man who spent a third of his time at Mar-a-Lago this year.
A third of his time?
Whew, I tell you, a third of his time. What did he do with
two-thirds? Well, you know, you need a place to go to openly money launder when your properties all over the planet are being used by the Russian mafia to money launder, even in Baku, Azerbaijan.
And I continue to wonder why he keeps attacking China about North Korea. Do the Russians have nothing to do with their neighbors? Because they do
border
them.
Yes,
they sure do. Vladivostok is right down the road, so to speak. It just makes me wonder about that. But,
and not only that, a lot of those missiles used to be part of the old Soviet Union. A lot of
them
look like Ukrainian missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the Russian? Is it the Ukraine government?
How about that?
You know, why isn't there a tremendous... I mean, the problem... So if this guy gets nuclear weapons, Kim Jong-un, that's not the problem. The problem is the delivery system.
Precisely.
Why aren't we going after
the delivery
the
system.
Mystery? Why isn't Trump going after and revealing where are these intercontinental ballistic missiles, these ICBM mid-60s that can hit anywhere on the earth coming from?
Right, absolutely.
Why isn't this the single most important issue? Who is providing those
because
missiles?
Because there's no Russian
is it China?
Collusion.
Is it Russia? Is it our allies in the Ukraine?
Oh, well, not our allies, but I get
well,
where
we,
you're
Well, we
I get
installed
what you're
the
saying.
Coup d'etat
yeah.
in the Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
The Ukrainians were pro-Russia.
Right.
The U.S. backed a coup there.
I see. Yeah.
This is why we had a breakdown with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the Russians might be interested in meddling in our elections, because
well,
we overthrow governments on their border. We, you know.
Well, we meddled with their elections with Yeltsin.
1996, we brought Yeltsin in.
That's right. Yeah, who in turn put Putin in. It's all.
And I want to say something positive about Yeltsin. He was once seen sober.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Where was he?
I remember on his 70th birthday party, they had a little cake for his liver, which turned 100.
Uh-huh. There you go. You've been working on these, I can see. The old Yeltsin humor. Bringing it back. I love it, man. All right. No,
he did have, to be fair, well, he did have 2% of the vote, but that was plus or minus a 3% error factor.
Be.
So he could have had literally no support in the entire country.
This could be looked at as what they call blowback. And I remember very well back when 9/11 happened that
you weren't
to discuss blowback or that anyone else had any reason to dislike the United States. That's, you know, right?
You know, we meddled there. We went there and
looted Russia.
You sure don't
if you're from Palau.
And that gave us Putin. And Putin is just another czar.
If Micronesia loves us, why can't all of you love us?
Why can't the powerful Palau?
Right. But I'll tell you this. If you do like the radio station WGRN, and we know that you do because you're listening.
You're listening right now.
And you know that we don't
get
big. A few
of you might be listening because you think Dan Dugan is a pink and Bob Fitrakis is a red.
There you go. I've even got a pink bandana here. And you know we don't get big corporate bucks. So it's time perhaps that you donate to WGRN through GoFundMe. Indeed. Robert?
WGRN.
Because we don't want to have
me.
We don't want to have a car wash in this weather. I really don't think it's going to be a good idea.
But
so
Danny Dugan is
yes.
willing to do it.
I'll do it.
Get his
topless,
t-shirt.
No less.
No t-shirt wet.
I tell you, it's a beautiful sight. Indeed.
It's a wet t-shirt.
At least from where I am. So, yes, please, donate to WGRN. We're trying to make this end of the year a plea to you. So don't forget us because we don't forget you. And again, we know you like us because you're listening. And anything about the Buckeyes, Bob, tonight? Predictions? I got a bad feeling.
The Buckeyes.
I got a bad, bad feeling.
I'm actually going to go with the Buckeyes.
Yeah?
I think they are the fifth best team in the nation, other than that weird Iowa thing, which... I thought coming back and slipped me a lot of acid.
We're back there again.
Because it was unbelievable.
It was the electric banana.
It's one thing to lose to Oklahoma. See, we're thematically cohesive, Danny Dugan.
Thematically cohesive.
Cohesive.
Yes.
And
tell me how, Mr. Michigan fan.
Well, because, I'm rooting for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I know you are.
Buckeyes were, up for a national championship,
mm-hmm.
Even if they were playing Michigan and Michigan was incapable of winning a championship,
right?
I would vote for the Buckeyes.
Sure.
But look, all things being equal, I'm from Detroit. I taught at the University of Michigan.
Mm.
But I do have an OSU degree.
All right, then. Hey, by the way, do you have any resolutions for the new year, Robert?
Oh, yeah. I came up with some, but I forgot them.
Me, I'm going to try to stop flipping people off while I'm driving since I finally get my car back.
I don't know.
So I don't think it's a good idea to get run off the road because I can't keep my middle finger down.
Road rage.
Oh, and I'm also going to stop saying, I just said that. I've realized I've been doing that a bit too much. So.
And I'm trying to remember. I came up with some of them, but I forgot what
you
they were.
You forgot. Oh, of course you got it. You're going to read the newspaper.
Oh, I'm going to. Every day.
Yes.
I'm not going to let the newspaper pile
right.
up.
Right. And?
And I'm going to read my Gmail.
Yay.
Every day. And not only that, not only am I
going
to read it, I'm
going
to attempt to answer it, even if it's a simple yes,
there
no,
you go.
Maybe.
Email Bob today.
It's like, even if I have to write, maybe, baby, I'll be true.
Of course you will. Always.
Always.
And forever. Moving forward.
Forward.
Into 2018.
Well, indeed. I'm wondering whether, again, we brought this up last year. It's time to wrap up 2018. We'll let you know.
WGRN.
28, this is WGRN 94.1. The People's Voice. Thank you, Danny Dugan.
Adios.